This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The first of three trials related to the death of Elijah McClain began Wednesday after several days of jury selection. CPR's Allison Sherry says there doesn't appear to be any black people on the final jury.
12 jurors and two alternates, 7 men, 7 women, various races and ethnicities, although no black jurors. There are some Latinos, Latinas, and an Asian man, but there are no that I know of or that I can identify black jurors in this jury.
This trial is for two former Aurora police officers who arrived after another officer during McClain's death in 2019. They're charged with criminally negligent homicide, manslaughter, and assault. Separate trials will be held for the officer who first made contact with McClain and the paramedics who injected him with a fatal dose of ketamine. Grand Junction officials say they're taking steps to address homelessness. The statement comes a week after a decision to close a park frequented by unhoused residents. City Manager Greg Caton says the city is spending more money than ever on the issue.
We're moving at a speed and a trajectory that you've never seen the city move at before.
The city recently approved almost $1 million in funding to a nonprofit that serves homeless women and children. Some Democratic members of Congress are pushing for a bill that would give farmers the ability to repair their own agricultural equipment. Colorado Representatives Yadira Caraveo and Jonah Goose are co-sponsors of the Agriculture Right to Repair Act. The bill introduced today would free farmers from relying on expensive manufacturer services. Colorado became the first state to pass a right to repair law earlier this year. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.